An Ithaca-based environmental research group analyzed data on dozens of alleged toxic spills for just one company, ExxonMobil.
I'm Walter Hang. I'm the president of Toxics Targeting.
Hang says he got the idea to file a Freedom of Information request for all of the company's sites being investigated by New York State officials when he was doing work last year against the proposed expansion of a gas pipeline across wide swaths of the state. Hang says he discovered the remains of a pipeline first constructed in the 1880s by ExxonMobil's predecessor, Standard Oil Company. It stretches from Olean across the southern tier and into New Jersey. According to Governor Cuomo's Department of Environmental Conservation records, at least half a dozen oil releases have been reported in towns above the ancient pipeline, but according to the documents, they have not yet been cleaned up.
This is very disquieting for two reasons. Number one, many of these problems have been known about literally for decades, and they still haven't been cleaned up. And that's what you see time and time again.
Other unremediated sites include oil storage plants in Buffalo, Rochester, and Albany, where in 2011, 28,000 gallons of kerosene were spilled and, according to the documents, never fully cleaned up. In Brooklyn, one of the nation's largest oil spills in an almost century-old tank site originally owned by Standard Oil has not yet been fully dealt with. Toxics Targeting also found in the state environmental agency's documents that numerous unremedied spills could threaten groundwater on Long Island, including reports in Sag Harbor that oil was seeping up through asphalt near a boatyard that was once an oil tank farm. Hank says the state does have strong laws for polluter liability once it's determined who's responsible for a spill. But he says there are no deadlines on when the state has to make that decision, and the paper trail shows years and even decades of delays in the investigative process, with, in some cases, references to key notes being mysteriously lost.
The companies are just dragging their feet. They're not really cleaning up. They're studying everything to death. They're losing notes. I mean, we're just not making the kind of progress that's required.
Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group, who collaborated on the project, says Governor Cuomo and state lawmakers need to step up to get the cleanups finished faster.
We've only identified, in a sense, the tip of the iceberg. Hopefully it's a big tip, but we don't know for sure. State lawmakers should get in and take a look at this program and see what's going on. And if we need, if the state needs additional revenues to bring polluters to the table to clean up their messes, then they should do that. If they need new legal tools, they should do that.
The group stressed that they are not assessing who is liable here. They're merely reporting what the Department of Environmental Conservation has said in the documents, which assign no penalties to the company. The data is on the website toxicstargeting.com. ExxonMobil did not immediately respond to a request for comment. A spokesman for the DEC, Sean Mahar, in a statement, defended the agency's track record.
DEC rapidly responds to and cleans up thousands of contaminated sites every year in every corner of the state to ensure that the environment and public health are protected at all times while aggressively pursuing and holding those accountable for the contamination.
Mahar did not specifically explain why the documents appear to show years of delays in some of the incidents, though DEC officials say none of the spills highlighted by Toxics Targeting are immediately threatening public health. And Mahar personally attacked Horner and Hang, calling them irresponsible headline grabbers who are promoting misinformation. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.